A Retrieved Reformation by O. Henry. Introduction. This short story by O. Henry, whose real name was William Sidney Porter, describes the events which lead up to the reformation of an ex-convict. The story starts out where the police and the crooks were kind of in league with each other as long as they weren't violent, and it winds up in an interesting way with a little twist about that in the end. There is a reformation by the lead character here, Jimmy Valentine. But it's interesting his name, Valentine, because he is a Valentine, as you'll see at the end when he saves a little girl's life. This is considered one of the four best stories of O. Henry and the most widely read. He wrote over 350 of them. The two best read are The Ransom of Red Chief and The Gift of the Magi. The next two include this one, A Retrieved Reformation, and The Cop and the Anthem. What's most interesting about this one, in a way, is it's a whole life taking place and a transformation in one short story. Jimmy Valentine starts out as a safecracker, and after a bunch of them, he talks to a policeman and decides that he better leave town, which he does. Goes to Ohio, ready to crack another safe, sees a young girl, loves her, gets married to her, or about to, and at the last minute, a cop chasing him finally catches up to him, and Jimmy has a choice to reveal himself and save a girl that got locked in a safe, or not. He decides to do so. The twist at the end is interesting because it's very O. Henry, where at the end there's always an upbeat. There's always hope. There's been a transformation. Something good has happened. Now, part of this story, unlike his New York ones, relates to his time in Texas because that, in fact, is where he lived. And so Ohio here has a real Ohio, Midwestern, Southwestern feel to it. The bank that he describes is accurate in large measure because of his imagination coupled with his experience working in a bank. As always, it's important to realize that most short stories seem to be better heard than read. They seem to have more impact. We've tried with simply to allow that to happen and occasionally replace a word, a connective, here or there, so the listening is a little bit easier. Also, all of our stories have either an introduction or an afterword, or both, depending on the appropriateness. They're spoken, and they're meant to be that way. They're not written text. And the purpose of that is so you can feel the liveness of the listening, not a different media format, which is writing and text, which is quite different. And you'll see that if you read A Retrieved Reformation or other stories and then listen to them. They take on a whole different life when they're heard, which is a wonderful thing. Good listening. Track 1, A Retrieved Reformation. A guard came to the prison shoe shop where Jimmy Valentine was assiduously stitching uppers and escorted him to the front office. There the warden handed Jimmy his pardon, which had been signed that morning by the governor. Jimmy took it in a tired kind of way. He had served nearly 10 months of a 4-year sentence. He expected to stay only about 3 months at the longest. When a man with as many friends on the outside as Jimmy Valentine had is received in the stir, it is hardly worthwhile to cut his hair. "Now, Valentine," said the warden, "you'll go out in the morning. Brace up and make a man of yourself. You're not a bad fellow at heart. Stop cracking safes and live straight." "Me?" said Jimmy in surprise. "Why, I never cracked a safe in my life." "Oh, no," laughed the warden. "Of course not. Let's see now. How was it you happened to get sent up on that Springfield job? Was it because you wouldn't prove an alibi for fear of compromising somebody in extremely high-toned society? Or was it simply a case of a mean old jury that had it in for you? It's always one or the other with you innocent victims." "Me?" said Jimmy, still blankly virtuous. "Why, warden, I never was in Springfield in my life." "Take him back, Cronin," said the warden, "and fix him up with outgoing clothes. Unlock him at 7 in the morning and let him come to the bullpen. Better think over my advice, Valentine." At 7:15 on the next morning, Jimmy stood in the warden's outer office. He had on a suit of villainously fitting, ready-made clothes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?